This is Ted Kennedy. Prescription drug prices are out of control in the United States. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Americans are increasingly concerned about the soaring cost of health care, and one of the principal flashpoints is the exorbitant cost of prescription drugs. Families shouldn't have to go to the bank before they go to the local pharmacy, yet that's what's happening to more and more families across America who need prescriptions filled. A new study released last month by the nonpartisan Congressional General Accounting Office documents the problem. Pharmaceutical companies are charging one-third more for widely used prescription drugs in the United States compared to Canada. For some common drugs, the U.S. price is over twice as high. Drug companies deserve a reasonable return for the medical miracles they create, but they've crossed the line between profits and profiteering. Other countries have found effective ways to control soaring prescription drug prices, Al, and it's time the United States did the same.
Ted, I will admit that some pharmaceutical companies are about as discreet and subtle as a Mack truck. They are about to get themselves so crosswise with the Congress that they may soon get that big punch in the snoot that they have been asking for in the form of a legislative reaction. But, Ted, there are some other ways to bring drug costs down without your old liberal hacksaw approach. Your bright idea to impose price controls on pharmaceuticals would surely bury this old goose that has laid many a great golden egg for the U.S. economy. If we listen to your shrill pitch, U.S. pharmaceuticals will end up in the same damaged goods bin as our VCR and semiconductor industries. Ted, we really won't help one sickly American in the long run by cooking up this goose for dinner. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the greatest paralyzer of the middle class, the gas tax, and how Democrats invented it. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.